Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Well, we wrapped up another 4th of July weekend just a few days ago. Normally you hear about the accidents and such from fireworks, but not in America. Q Brooks and Dunn, only in America. Gun violence archive reports 16 incidents over the holiday weekend, 15 dead, nearly 100 injured across 13 states and Washington, D.C. Huge surge in gun violence over the holiday. I'm going to guess it attributed to lots of liquor and people having too many guns.
And you know what? This is just mass shootings.
Yeah.
This isn't shootings of just one-offs. Like,
yeah.
It might, because one reason I personally wanted to talk about this was my town had one of these mass shootings. Mm-hmm. But this same weekend, two other people were shot. Like, there was one kid, 16 years old. Somebody drove up next to him, shot him, and killed him. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. So
when you think about it, I should look that one up. How many people were shot this weekend?
Just in general. Yeah.
Because I mean, that's just mass shootings.
Sure. Sure. The celebratory atmosphere of the 4th of July weekend in the U.S. overshadowed by this surge in mass shootings. According to the Gun Violence Archive, a leading authority on gun violence in America, a total of 16 mass shootings occurred during the extended holiday weekend, resulting in the deaths of 15 people. Nearly 100 others injured. The database defines a mass shooting as an incident in which four or more individuals, excluding the shooter, are killed or injured by firearms. The incidents were recorded from 5 p.m. on Friday till 5 a.m. on Wednesday, encompassing 13 states in Washington, D.C. Shockingly, Texas and Maryland each experienced two separate mass shootings. In one of the last tragic incidents that marred the weekend commemorating the nation's founding, a drive-by shooting in Washington, D.C. early on Wednesday left 9 individuals injured. Among the victims were 2 children, aged 9 and 17. Fortunately, all injuries were reported as non-life-threatening. Shooting took place around 1 a.m. in the city's northeast quadrant, targeting a house party where residents were outside celebrating Independence Day. The assistant police chief, Leslie Parsons, stated that the shots were fired from a dark-colored SUV and described the shooting as targeted. Gun Violence Archives tally of mass shootings over the 4th of July weekend includes incidents in D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Maryland twice, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and Texas twice. Tragically, one of the youngest victims of the weekend was a 14-year-old boy who lost his life early on Wednesday to a shooting at a 4th of July block party on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Additionally, 6 other individuals were injured in the incident that occurred in Salisbury. In Baltimore, Maryland, on Sunday, 2 people were killed, 28 others, including 15 children, wounded in a mass shooting. Videos captured the chaotic scene as teenagers desperately trying to flee the gunfire. Authorities are still searching for the shooters, who are believed to have used semi-automatic weapons. The most devastating loss of life in a single incident during the extended weekend occurred in Philadelphia, where 5 people were killed in a random rampage on Monday night. The shooter, wearing a bulletproof vest and armed with an assault rifle, now faces charges of 5 counts of murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and multiple weapons charges, including possession without a license and carrying firearms in public, according to prosecutors. And then in Wichita, Kansas, 9 people shot, 2 trampled during a mass shooting at a nightclub. And this nightclub, really, really close to where you work a part-time job.
Yeah. So I work at a, I bartend at a theater. I've been doing that since, my God, since before you and I met.
Yeah.
And so the back of the theater is across the street from this club. Mm-hmm. So I left about 11 o'clock and the shooting happened about 1 mm-hmm. in the morning. And so I frequently park next door to that bar. And so it just happened a couple hours later. And then the next day I had to go back for, we had a brunch show mm-hmm. at the theater. And it was just, it was really, really sad because when I pulled up, there's usually on a Sunday morning, there's no cars down there because everybody, you know, they're done. They went home.
Yeah.
It was all these cars still left down there. There was police tape. There was the TV stations out there. It was just really sad. But it was a really, like, how no one died. 9 people got shot, but how no one died, I don't know. Because, mm-hmm. so there was a rapper performing at a different club from out of town. It's kind of a big 2,000 person venue.
Yeah.
The after party was at this bar.
Okay.
So it was a person who worked for him is who they arrested. And 4 different guns were used. There's 4 different guns used in this. And I read that there was over 40 rounds fired in this nightclub.
And how no one died.
How no one died. So people were running out of the building. And that's how the 2 people got trampled. And they were pretty injured. You know, and nobody, there was one or two critical, but at this point, everyone, it looks like, is going to make it. But so when the next day when I'm leaving work and I drove past, like, it was just horrible. Like all these, you just see what was left over from that. Like you could tell there was this mass exodus trampling of everything. The tables and the chairs are knocked over because they have an outside patio, the fence knocked down. It was just horrific. And how 40 rounds were fired in that bar. And over what? Like, the guy doesn't live here. Maybe he knows somebody from here and somebody looked at him wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know a motive.
How did that happen? And since it's a bar, people just walk in like you walk into a bar. Mm-hmm. And so they shut down the bar for 30 days. My guess is they'll reopen it under a different name. That happens over and over and over with that location. Because mm-hmm. they have a problem with this sort of thing there. Yeah. But it was just really, really sad how close to home that one hit me.
It's weird when you, yeah, you have that.
What's crazy is I went outside like right before we closed and I heard some fireworks, but the fireworks sounded like gunshots. Mm-hmm. And I came back in the theater and I said to some of my friends, I was like, oh, it's so weird, the 4th of July, because I just walked outside and I was like, oh, gunshots. Oh, no, it's fireworks. And then 2 hours later, it was gunshots. So maybe what I did hear was gunshots. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, because those people, some of them were probably already downtown at that point. Mm-hmm. But it was just, and so then I just got to reading about mass shootings over the weekend, and it was everywhere. And I just don't know how you stop it. It's, I mean, if 4 people wouldn't have guns or 2 people had 2 different guns, or I don't know how the gun situation worked in that club. Maybe a fight would have broken out, a fist fight, mm-hmm. but 40 rounds but wouldn't have been fired. It just seems like there's got to be something you could do. But instead, what we end up doing as a country is just going, oh, lots of people shot this weekend and we go on.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how
all we do.
Because nobody wants to take any sort of sensible measures, and politicians are paid off. And that's how it has been working for quite some time. I mean, we have schools shot up, kindergartners dead in their room, and nothing changed. I don't know that anything will ever change. If we're not going to be motivated enough as our children are murdered every day in school to do something...
Exactly. That's not a motivation.
What will take it? if that's not enough motivation, what is? I really don't know what the answer to it, honestly. I mean, hell, even there was a shoot, I thought maybe some action will be taken here when there was that congressional like softball game or something that was going on and somebody shot that up. And I mean, obviously I don't support that happening at all, but I thought, well, hey, maybe now it's like actually reaching them. Maybe they'll do something. Nope, not at all.
Is it, do you think like some people are just like, oh, that happens in certain neighborhoods? Do you think they're still like that? Like no. The one that happened here, do you think they're like, oh, it was a rap?
No, everybody knows it happens everywhere. It happens in schools. It happens in malls. It happens in white clubs, black clubs, you name it, clubs of any race, ethnicity, everything. It happens everywhere. It's not limited to like one group of people. Now, can you make, when we're talking things like this, now, can you make an argument that, well, there's certain demographics where there's higher gun violence here? There, sure, that you're just looking at facts. But gun violence is gun violence, and it happens all over the place, and nobody is doing anything to curb anything of it, because that's how they get reelected, and people are very selfish when it comes down to it. And if you're a politician, chances are you got a bit of narcissism in you. It just kind of goes along with the territory. And if money that keeps getting you reelected to buy your ads and convince people you're the best leader that they can have at this moment in time, and it's coming from the NRA, guess what? You're not going to stand up against them and the other lobbying groups and all that. And I think it's twisted.
Happened in so many different situations, like, because it was, I think, a year ago, wasn't it? And there was a July 4th parade where they, one or two years ago, where this guy just randomly starts shooting people.
Yeah, so, or running them over.
I think we've proven that it can happen to any demographic in any city, in any location.
Yeah.
It's not just certain people are doing this.
No, it's everything. It doesn't know any bounds. And it's ultimately, it's people who are mentally ill that need help, that have access to weapons. And
people who are just pissed off and angry and you looked at me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I classify that. There's some mental health issues there if that's your reaction.
Yes.
But we don't do anything. We actually go out of our way to create legislation that protects someone who has some sort of mental disorder and their right to have a weapon. It's nuts.
And I'm not saying take everybody's guns away. That's not what I'm saying. No,
but can we at least try looking at something that makes some semblance of sense? Like maybe not give weapons like that to people. Like, well, anybody can get a weapon. Yeah, you're right. They can and they will. But if we can put a little roadblock in there or the stop sign or something, you're going to prevent some deaths. I mean, I hate that argument of like, well, person's going to get a gun, they're going to get a gun. You're right. But, you know, there's a reason we put stop signs in intersections.
Exactly.
You want to get to the other side.
This is why we wear seatbelts.
Yeah. You might as well do it safely. And that's just an idiotic argument. But now, happy 4th of July, everybody. I wish I had Brooks and then on a hotkey here. I'd be pressing it right now.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.